In the gradual verse of today's Mass, we read from the book of Psalms what King David said, "Let my prayer, O Lord, be directed to thee as incense in thy sight." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Some time ago, you might recall that I had promised to do a series of sermons on the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And I had spoken to you about the priestly vestments and their symbolism, their meaning. And I think we got as far as discussing also the prayers at the foot of the altar, Psalm 42, and why it was chosen for that part of the Mass, and who had written it, and all of the rest. Well, today I would like to continue this series of sermons and discuss this morning the incensation of the altar. Now, as soon as the priest and the servers finish the prayers at the foot of the altar, the priest ascends the steps and goes, as it were, to Calvary. And there, the first thing that he does is to burn incense to Almighty God. Now, in the Old Testament, God gave a very explicit command that incense was to be used often in liturgical functions, in ceremonies of worship. And incense could only be offered to God. That was it. Incense was holy to the Lord. And God himself gave very detailed instructions as to how the incense was to be prepared, how it was to be mixed, and when and where and how often it could be used. All of these directives can be found in the 30th chapter of the book of Exodus, if you're interested in reading them at some point. But to prove that the incense was only to be used in the service of God, we have merely to look at sacred scripture. The altar of incense in the Old Testament, in the temple of the Jews, stood in the sanctuary of the temple behind the veil which separated it from the Holy of Holies. Now, the Holy of Holies, if you remember, was considered to be the most holy place on earth. So much so that even the high priest was only permitted to enter it once a year and no more. And so the altar of incense was behind that altar. And every morning and every evening, a special incense offering was to be made to Almighty God. Another thing that proves that incense was used for the adoration of God is this. The fathers of the church all unanimously teach that when the three wise men came to Bethlehem, they offered incense to the infant Jesus. And by this act, they were performing an act of adoration to him. They recognized him, even though in the form of a little baby, they recognized in him the King of the Jews and the God of the world. Now, incense was first used in Christian worship at a very early date, and then, of course, it developed little by little. It became a more universal custom to use incense in the 4th century. And the present practice, what we do now with incense at the Mass, that was developed only in the Middle Ages, so about the 1300s, when all of the great saints of the church were being produced. And so now we get our custom from the Middle Ages. The burning of incense at Mass is, of course, a very beautiful ceremony. Perhaps it's one that attracts people's attention the most, especially the newcomers. But it was added not merely for solemnity, but also because it represents the mysteries of our faith and the virtues that are to be practiced by Catholics. In other words, the incense teaches us our faith, it teaches us how to live. Now, in order for you to understand the symbolism behind the burning of incense, I have to state a very obvious fact, that in order for the symbolism to take place, the incense must be placed on hot coals, and the incense grains must be dissolved and then come out in fragrant clouds that not only fill the sanctuary, but they fill the church as well. And so that's the reason, by the way, it's all this symbolic reason why the rubrics require the server to swing the thurible during the Mass. And if a server, and it's happened before, not here, I don't think, but it's happened in other places, the server were to come out and the coals were not lit properly, and they bring it out and the priest puts on incense under the coals that are not lit and it doesn't smoke, well then they're going to be sent back to the sacristy to fix the coals because of that symbolic gesture of burning incense, something very important in the course of the Holy Mass. The fragrance of the burning incense was created to show forth, you might say, the interior sentiments or the interior feelings of both sacrifice and of prayer acceptable to God. So that's what it symbolizes, our spirit of sacrifice and our spirit of prayer. When incense is burned in the fire and dissolved into fragrant clouds of smoke rising heavenward, it symbolizes, first of all, our spirit of sacrifice. For we know that if we wish to become saints, then there is no holding back. It is that we must spend ourselves completely in the service of God. We can hold nothing back for ourselves. Not if we wish to become saints. We are to spend ourselves. Just as that grain of incense, once it is put on the fire, it is completely consumed. That is how our whole life must be. And that is why St. Mary Magdalene, when she burst into the house of Simon the Pharisee and saw our Lord sitting there, that is why she did not merely open up the top of the bottle and drip the ointment on our Lord's feet. She smashed the bottle and she dumped out the oil to show the dispositions of her heart of refusing our Lord nothing, but going all out. And so it is with the burning of incense. And we see the example of how we should spend ourselves in God's service when we look at the lives of the saints. Be they missionaries or be they martyrs. Because we're all meant to become saints. We all have to get to heaven. And to do that, you cannot hold back from God. We must spend ourselves and pray every day for that spirit of sacrifice that makes a saint. Secondly, the odor of the incense ascending to heaven symbolizes our prayers. Prayer, as you know, is the elevation, the lifting up of the mind and the spirit to Almighty God. It is the aspiration of the heart to the things of eternity. It is to leave behind what's down here on earth, to leave our worries and our money and desires for a beautiful home and all of the worldly goods. It's to leave it down here and to raise your mind and your heart to the things of eternity, to God. And so if our heart, this is the symbolism, if our heart becomes like a burning coal and is set on fire with divine love, then our prayer, symbolized by the rising smoke, will ascend to God as a sweet and precious perfume, which God will receive and will answer. Let my prayer be directed as incense in thy sight. Those were the words of today's gradual and the words of King David in the book of Psalms. Sacred Scripture represents the prayers of the saints under the figure of golden vessels filled with sweet odors. And the sweet-smelling incense is an admonition to us in the course of the Mass that we must live so as to become, by sacrifice and by prayer, a good odor of Christ. That is the symbolism, the lesson, the admonition that the burning of incense at Mass gives to us. Now, we have said that incense is to be used as a sort of adoration to God, and to God alone. So the obvious question comes up. Why do we use incense to incense the relics on the altar? Why do we incense the images of the saints when they are on the altar? Why is the altar incense? And then, why is the priest and why are the people incensed if that is usually an act of adoration? Well, because at times also we use incense to designate those things which are holy. More on that later on in the sermon. But at a high Mass, the incense is blessed and therefore becomes a sacramental. Not many people realize that. We make a sacramental during the Mass by blessing the incense. And the power that this sacramental has is this. It has the power to expel Satan from our souls and to protect us from his attacks during the course of the Mass. And God knows how many temptations we get during Mass. A distraction here and a distraction there. We get bored with long ceremonies. We're thinking about what else we have to do when we get home, whatever we're concerned about. Those are all temptations. The devil is constantly trying to get us to drift away from the Mass so that we do not profit as we ought from the most holy prayer that we have, the sacrifice of the cross. And so the sacramental expels Satan from the soul and protects us against all of his temptations that he will give us in Mass. The incensations take place first after the prayers at the foot of the altar, again during the offertory, and then also at the gospel and at the consecration. Now here at the gospel and the consecration, the cloud of incense is a symbol of the presence of God in his word and in the blessed sacrament. So he is present in his word. When the celebrant reads the gospel, it is as if God were again on earth speaking to us. And so that cloud of incense symbolizes his presence during the gospel, and again, his presence in the blessed sacrament. The first incensation at High Mass is merely a solemn ending or a solemn conclusion to the prayers at the foot of the altar. And here the priest places three spoonfuls of incense on the burning coals and says the words of blessing. Be thou blessed by him in whose honor thou wilt be burned. He then makes the sign of the cross over it. And these words explain the very intention of the blessing. We bless the incense to be burned for the glory of Almighty God. The purpose of the incense is not to gratify our sense of smell, though it does do that. It is to show our reverence for divine mysteries. So first, once the incense has been blessed, the first thing now is that the image of the crucifix is incensed three times. And this is to give adoration to our Lord Jesus crucified, not that we are adoring the image, but that we are adoring him whom that image represents. Next, the relics are incensed. This is not an act of adoration either, because adoration is due only to God himself and to no one else. So we incense the relics for this reason. It is an act of honor to the friends of God, to the saints in heaven. And this honor that we show them moves them, these saints, to obtain by their prayers mercy for us at the throne of God. And it also moves them to grant our requests that we are asking them to pray for. So the fragrant clouds of incense also symbolize the prayers and the merits of the saints to whom we are praying. In our case here at St. Hugh's, we have the four saints up there on the altar. We have St. Anne, and we have St. Agnes, we have Pope St. Pius X, and St. Paul of the Cross. So as the priest incenses those relics, and you see the clouds coming up, you must imagine that that is the prayers and the merits of those four saints rising to heaven, asking for God's mercy for us and for God to grant our requests. So you see there is beautiful symbolism here. After the relics have been incensed, the priest begins to incense the altar. Why is this? Well, the altar is the most sacred place that we have on the face of the planet. It is the new Holy of Holies. Upon it is offered the most holy sacrifice, and God himself is offered as a pure holocaust to his Father. And so for that reason, the Church honors it with great reverence. And this incensing teaches us what a holy thing the altar is. And so the blessed clouds of incense not only admonish us, but actually obtain for us the grace. Think of this. They actually obtain for us the grace to enter the Holy of Holies with devout dispositions, with proper dispositions to assist at Holy Mass and to profit from it. And also the clouds of incense symbolize that this sacrifice offered on this altar will ascend to heaven as a sweet odor and be a source of many spiritual graces. And lastly, the priest himself is incensed. This is because the priest is the visible representative of Christ the High Priest. And honor is done to the priestly character of the one offering Holy Mass. So to conclude, to summarize, incense is used to honor the place of sacrifice, to give adoration to God and honor to his saints and to other holy objects. The clouds of incense symbolize our prayers and the prayers and merits of the saints ascending into heaven and the graces that come to us through the Mass. As a sacramental, the burning of incense keeps away the demons and helps us against the attacks, their attacks in the course of the Mass. But the burning of incense is also, and this is what we should take home with us today, a lesson to us that our life should be totally dedicated to the honor and to the service of God. There is no holding back, but through a spirit of self-sacrifice and of fervent prayer, we are to honor God all the days of our life. So I end this sermon today. The next sermon on in the series of the Mass will be on the Introit and the Kyrie and the prayer, the Gloria. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.